Hey everyone, and welcome to the 21st episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. This podcast will be an opportunity to highlight some of the amazing members of the One of Us community and help you meet some of the people that make this the greatest group of individuals on the internet. The One of Us community is an inclusive gaming community made up of content creators, viewers, and gamers from all over the world. The community focuses on the tenets of playing games, having fun, and helping to lift each other up. The Discord is open to all people who share these values at discord.gg/oneofus. Make sure you follow and review the podcast to help others find it and join the community. Also, if you're enjoying the podcast, consider supporting it at anchor.fm/OOUcompod/support with a monthly sub of $1, $5, or $10. My guest this week is Devil's Wrath. A partnered mixer variety streamer, Devil's creates some incredible content to engage with his viewers. He joins me tonight to discuss all things gaming, content creation, and maybe a little surprise. So sit down, relax, and enjoy the next hour or so with our good friend Devil's Wrath on the One of Us Community Podcast. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the 21st episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. This week, we have a special guest with us, Devil's Wrath. How are you tonight, bud?
I'm doing good.
Yeah? We're recording on a Saturday today. Did you have the day off today?
Yeah, we had. I have Saturdays and Sundays off pretty much every week. So, just playing some games, hanging out with everybody, and seeing some streams.
So, for those people in the community that might have not caught one of your streams or been around Devil's Wrath, why don't you give a quick synopsis of what you do here on the internet?
So, I'm a variety streamer. We recently got partnered about, what is it now, 3 weeks?
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, I stream all sorts of games. Lately, we've been playing a lot of Minecraft, and believe it or not, up until about a month and a half ago, I hadn't played it in like a year and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a while since I've played it, too.
Yeah, I started out playing it when it first came out. I played it for the first couple years. My wife was pregnant with our first son. And yeah. I played it so much that after, you know, he was about 6 months old, I started playing it again, and the sound from it would actually make her sick.
Really?
That oh Pavlov effect.
Yeah, right? That's wild. But
I play all sorts of games. The chat actually decides what games we play. So they'll make suggestions during the week, and then me and Lucid sit down on Sunday, and figure out what the schedule's going to be like. So we kind of never know what we're going to be playing.
So for those that don't know, Lucid Sugar is your wife, correct?
Yes, she is. Okay. She is absolutely amazing. Two other things we do during the week is Tuesday Trivia. And okay. Every Friday, we do Friday Fright Night.
Really? So yeah. You really are, like, week to week, day to day, you're streaming all kinds of variety.
Yes.
Tune in and you'll see something new each time. Do you think that helps you kind of fend off like burnout or boredom or things like that?
Oh, most definitely. If you play the, just my opinion, but if you play the same game over and over again, you know, eventually it's gonna get tiresome. You're gonna run its limits.
Now, when you say that you let chat like make suggestions on the games? Obviously, I'm assuming you still have final say, and like you're not playing a game that you don't want to play. You know what I mean?
Oh, right? Of course. Yeah, we have final say. But actually, a lot of the oddball ones we end up do playing.
Really?
Just something, you know, maybe I'd never heard of. Gang Beast. That was one of them that recently popped up. And oh my gosh, that game is so much fun.
It is. And I believe it's crossplay too. And I want to have. Because Whiskey and I co-streamed it a couple of weeks ago, and it is an absolute riot, and I would love to get like a one of us like community battle night where everybody just gets on and plays Gang Beasts, because it's such a goofy and ridiculous game, but it's so much fun to play.
That would be awesome.
So what's the, I guess, what's the weirdest game that chat's ever got you to come up with that you were just like, eh?
The weirdest game. I wouldn't say weirdest, but the one that I just, I don't know, Roblox. I just can't get down with Roblox.
So when you said that chat was deciding what games you play, or suggesting what games you play, that was like the first one that comes to mind, because I always see people in chats go, hey, play Roblox. Do you play Roblox? Play Roblox. And like, I've never played Roblox. And well, I don't understand like what the obsession is with it.
I play it every once in a while with my son. You know, he's a little guy, so it's there's levels in there that are perfectly designed for his level. You know, just the entry level, trying to get into playing video games.
Yeah.
But as far as on stream, I have yet to play it.
Oh, really? So is it like almost an... Because the impression that I've gotten just from what I've seen is that it's almost like an open source type of community built game where the community is building, you know, levels and game modes and things like that. Is that the case?
That I believe it is. Right. I've only played a few different levels in there, and we pretty much go to the same ones over and over again. But yeah, there are community built levels.
Wow, very cool. So have you always been into gaming?
Yes. So I first started, and I'll have to jog my memory, on an IBM 286
and
a Nintendo.
We're going back now.
So the computer was actually my grandfather's, and he kind of let me play around with it.
Yeah.
And then my Nintendo. That was my baby.
I think my first computer was a Compaq 286.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's going way back. So what games were you into back then? Like when you were playing on NES, like what games stand out in your mind as the gems that you really spent some time with?
Believe it or not, one of them was Conflict. It was a turn-based strategy game.
But
they used like these cards. They looked like cards, and you would move them around the map, and then when you would battle somebody, they would go into another screen where it was kind of like animated, and you had to make selections.
Really?
To either fire or to retreat or to, you know, if you're in an airplane, roll your aircraft. But I played pretty much, I mean, you know, Duck Hunt, you know, Mario. Yeah. The obvious
ones.
Yeah, but the oddball one was Conflict.
That sounds really interesting, and I don't think I've ever heard of Conflict. I'm gonna have to look that up later.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah,
I'd still play it. So Lucid actually for Christmas, the year that the Nintendo Classic came out.
Yeah,
she was able to find one.
Wow,
and she got me that. And that was the first thing I did, was try to find out how to hack it and add that game in.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing though. That's awesome that you were able to do that. So my wife doesn't play video games too much, but she does like Mario. So like we've always played like Mario Party and things like that together. But one year for Christmas, I went to one of the local like used and like reselling game stores, and they had like a mint Super Nintendo with Super Mario World, and so I snagged that for her for Christmas. And then like the day before Christmas, like I had to work, she had to work, and I got home before her and hooked it up, and I figured it would just kind of be like a jokey funny Christmas present. She like flipped out. She's like, oh my god, you bought me a Super Nintendo, no way. I'm like, that is not the reaction that I expected from that. But we still have it, and we fire it up and play it every once in a while. And that's, it's great, amazing to go back to those old games.
That's awesome.
So have you stuck primarily to like console type gaming, or do you play on PC? What are you doing right now?
I'm pretty much all console. I had been for many, many years, you know, from the Nintendo to Super Nintendo and so on, 64, PlayStations, all that kind of stuff. I pretty much after my first computer, I pretty much stopped playing computer games.
Okay. So, out of all of those, what is your favorite console?
That's a tough question. So,
isn't it?
I would say the one that like really changed things for me would have been the 64.
Really? Why is that?
GoldenEye. Simply GoldenEye.
Because that's single true. Game. So was that like your first experience into like shooters?
It was. Besides, I shouldn't say that because of Doom and Wolfenstein.
Well, yeah.
But that was the first multiplayer, first person shooter.
That was the big change, right? Is that you could hook up with your buddies, and shoot your buddy in the face, and then talk crap to him at the same time. That was a good time.
Fight who's going to be odd job and
exactly
cheat.
Everybody who was odd job was a cheater, and you know it. So like what games? So other than you know letting stream kind of decide what you play now. Like do you play games off stream at all?
Very rarely, very rarely. I'm actually trying to start more playing them off stream. Just kind of get away a little bit and just hang out with some friends. But it's very rare, to be honest with you.
So, like, before you started streaming, like, I mean, obviously you said you played a bunch of Minecraft, but then you took some time off of that. Like, what games do you play, you know, were you playing before you started streaming, or what games do you play, like, in your free time?
Well, pretty much all the new shiny stuff.
Yeah.
Got to check it out.
It was like we were talking with Tingles. He's like, I just got to play, like, every game. Like, every game, like, it comes out, I'm like, oh, I got to check that out.
Well, that's exactly it. Just because something comes out and you just want to check it out, whether it's good or bad.
Well, because you never know what that next game is going to be that really drags you in. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's why it was so easy for me to become a variety streamer, because I was already playing that huge variety of games already.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because it's funny because, like, obviously everybody knows that I play a ton of Destiny. I have for the last, 4 or 5 years now. But, like, I got into Destiny, like, on a whim. I went to pre-order Titanfall, the original, when I first got my Xbox One. And they were running a deal that, like, if you pre-ordered 2 games or something like that, you got, $20 or something back. And so I was like, well, I really don't know what else I want to pre-order. And my buddy AJ was like, dude, you got to pre-order Destiny. He was a big Halo fan. He's like, you got to pre-order Destiny. It's like a Bungie game. Like, it's going to be awesome. I'm like, all right, whatever. I'll put 5 on it. I'll probably never play it, this and that. And here we are 5 years later.
Yeah, you got sucked into that world.
And but that's the thing. Is like, you never know, like, what game is just going to flip that switch in you. And it is kind of fun to dabble a little bit.
There's been a couple games like that I was really surprised. I mean, when Halo first came out, I didn't think that was going to be anything.
Right?
When Borderlands came out, same thing.
Yeah, Borderlands was another one that seemed like it snuck up on me. Like, I saw when it came out, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that seems kind of cool, like, but the art style is really not for me. Like, I won't check it out. And then all of a sudden, like, it seemed like everybody and their brother is like, oh my god, I love Borderlands. I still to this day have never gotten into the Borderlands series.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you?
Yes. I cannot wait for Borderlands 3.
You're pretty excited?
Super excited, yes.
So I wasn't, obviously, because I'm not, like, I haven't been into the Borderlands stuff. But I've heard some things about 3. And I've watched some videos that have made me a lot more interested, and I think I will probably check it out this fall.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it turns out to be, because it has been a little while, and I think the gaming industry, since the Borderlands 2 came out, has changed.
Oh, massively.
So if they keep it the same style, it could work, or it could completely backfire. That's what's exciting is... it could be great or not.
Yeah. I think my issue with the Borderlands games was always the gunplay, because obviously I come from a Destiny where like the gunplay is very crisp, like the guns feel good to shoot, like it's fun to shoot baddies in the head. And when I played Borderlands, it, like the guns just didn't feel right. But I've been hearing from people that were at the gameplay reveal event, was it last week or the week before, that it does feel like they've fixed a lot of that. And so that's why I'm kind of excited to jump into 3 and see exactly what it does for me.
Awesome.
So what games, like, throughout time have really, do you think that you've spent the most time with overall?
Well, I can tell you the game that I spent the most time on was Oblivion. Yeah.
Really?
Oblivion. I had probably 6 or 7 different saves. Wow. With each over probably 400 or 500 hours. That's not exact, but it's around there.
It's probably ballpark, yeah.
When I first got Oblivion, so a little story. I actually went down to my best friend. He lived in Florida. Well, I picked up the game right before I went down there. And we started playing it the first night I got down there. We stayed up for 3 days straight playing that game.
Holy crap.
I kid you not. I mean, that is no joke. We literally sat in front of, he had a TV, I had a TV, we both had our Xboxes, and we stayed up for 3 days straight.
That's incredible. It was one of the greatest RPGs of our time.
The first time you step out into the world and you see the Imperial City and all its glory, they had the gladiator stuff, they had all the different guilds. It was just really, really well done. Awesome storyline.
So then did you get into Skyrim at all?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Skyrim. So is it safe to say like you're pretty big into the Elder Scrolls types games, like the franchise?
Yes, Elder Scrolls and the Fallout series. I kind of link them together.
Yeah, fair enough. So you're a big Bethesda fan?
I'm a huge Bethesda fan.
How did you feel about 76?
Can we not talk about that one? That never existed. That never existed in my world.
Yeah, no, that's a false game. Did you play a lot of 4, like Fallout 4?
I did. Fallout 4, New Vegas, 3. I actually been to one of the studios.
Oh, really?
It's actually kind of near me, I'd say that.
Nice.
And got a little sneak peek inside of there.
Oh, did you really?
Many, many years ago.
Oh man, that has been pretty cool.
It was cool.
Were you able to meet people that like have worked on your favorite games? No, just kind of a quick tour and things quick like tour. That.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I mean, you get to see where your favorite games are made. That's pretty incredible. So you've been playing games obviously all your life. You play obviously a wide variety of games. What made you decide, hey, I should broadcast this on the internet and let other people watch me play these games?
So when I started first streaming, obviously Xbox had that Mixer tab.
Yep.
So I started, looking around like, hey, these people are they're playing video games and people are watching them? Like, this is what I do every day. So I started watching. Didn't really get to know anybody, but I'm like, you know what? I'm playing it anyway. I can easily stream from my Xbox. Yep. I had my Kinect. I still have the Kinect.
Yep. Because it was a camera.
Yep. It was the day one edition Xbox, so it came with it.
I've got one sitting next to me right now.
Nice. And I just started streaming it. Like, all right, I don't really know what I'm doing.
Right.
And kind of just went from there and kind of stumbling. trying to figure out what to do with everything. Like
when a deer's first born, it's kind of stumbling along, trying to figure out how to use its legs.
100%. 100%.
So obviously, you found out you liked it. At what point did you kind of look at what you were doing on stream and what your channel was becoming and say, hey, I kind of dig this. Like, I want to focus on this a little bit more.
Well, I was already because I was playing video games pretty much every night and all weekend. So I was pretty much streaming just, you know, every day.
Yeah.
But I guess it was about 3 months in. About 3 months in that I was like, hey, you know, this is taking off a little bit. You know, we got our feet wet a little bit, and it's really, really cool. You know, let's see where it goes. Let's see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was actually a definitive moment. I don't know if you want to talk about this right now or not.
No, but, go ahead.
It's actually how I found One of Us.
Okay. I mean, yeah, that would have been the next question anyway, so.
Awesome. Awesome.
How did you find the One of Us community?
So, I was actually in M stream.
In what? In
Emperor Palpa stream.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was in his stream. And, I went in there. I was like, hey, dude, you should check me out sometime.
Yeah.
He's like, wait a minute. And he didn't dismiss me. He didn't ban me.
The truth
he was like,
comes out.
The first time you come into some place, you don't want to, you know, be like, hey, check me out. He's like, it's kind of like when you have a party and you have a party as well, and you come to the other person's party and say, hey, guys, I have a party over here. It's the exact same thing. Why don't you guys come over here and check me out? I was like, you know what? That really, really makes sense. You know, I apologize and everything like that. He's like, he waited a few minutes, and he's like, you know what? If you are serious about this, you want to do this, what you need to do is start a Discord. Or not start a Discord, join a Discord.
Yeah.
And I have an amazing Discord for you, One of Us. I'm like, well, what's a Discord? So he goes and explaining it, and I join One of Us.
You know
then
what?
My eyes kind of like
I hate
opened.
I hate to cut you off.
Yeah.
I remember this night.
Do you really?
I'm pretty sure I was in Palp's stream because I almost banned you when you fucking did that.
I'm
like
that
because I remember, like, as you're going through and talking about what Palp said, like, I'm like, wait a minute, like, I remember this conversation. I think I was there that night. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
All right, so you join the Discord, right?
Yeah.
You didn't find it overwhelming. You obviously stuck around.
It was overwhelming at first because I didn't know what I was doing.
So that was your first foray into Discord itself, right?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That was my first time in the Discord, and you know, for somebody who's just joining the Discord, mm-hmm. it's a lot to take in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And obviously, you know, like you said, you're a console gamer. You probably have no reason to know what Discord is.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I think we've had this conversation, or maybe we had this conversation on like the 1 year podcast, but like I've been using Discord in some extent for several years now, because we used to have just like these small servers for like when my friends and I were playing games. I would say, hey, come over to my server, and we got voice chat. Like there wasn't, you know, 30 text channels or anything like that. It was just a voice comms. Like it replaced TeamSpeak and Ventrilo. But yeah, I never thought that like people that primarily play Xbox games would have like absolutely no, no introduction into Discord.
Yeah, that was me. I had no idea what I was stepping into.
Oh my God.
And it was amazing. It was amazing because that's when my eyes kind of like opened up. I was like, wait a minute, all this is going on? Like I never knew about any of this.
Yeah. You were just firing up your stream and playing video games.
Pretty much. Talking to maybe one or two people that might pop in, you know, here or there. Because it was actually pretty early on that I found Palpa Stream.
So, obviously, you didn't just head for the hills and run away. What made you hang around Discord?
Dude, the community. I mean, this community is absolutely amazing. The support, the friendships that you make. I mean, everybody is helpful. They support each other in many, many ways.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's wild to see how like supportive everybody is of everybody. You know, when we started this, like our goal was to create a place where people could come together and chat and succeed together, right? Like, that's the whole idea of One of Us, is that nobody is more important, nobody is better than any other person. There's no room for egos in this community. There's no room for belittling, and everybody succeeds together and everybody fails together. And I think we've shown that just in the amount of growth that we've seen, not only with the stream team themselves, but the community. You know, everybody in the community is doing incredible things. And it really feels like the original vision of this whole idea is coming to fruition. And like, it's mind blowing every day that I look at what's going on in all of these channels.
Yeah, everything's, I mean, since I've been in, I mean, it's grown tremendously.
Yeah, no. I think we said that last week. Was like, it feels like it's been an exponential growth over like the last, you know, 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
Like, it's just like, I feel like as I do these podcasts, like every week Rob is DMing me and saying, hey, just an FYI for the intro, we're up to 1,700 members, we're up to 1,800 members, we're up to 2,000 members. And like, holy crap, you know, it's
a lot of people.
It's wild. And yet, you know, we maintain a very relatively
safe and happy, friendly channel.
Yeah. You know, we don't do a lot of moderation because the community kind of moderates itself. You know, people that don't belong with the values and the tenets of One of Us, they don't stay for long. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's the amazing thing, is to think about, you have this many people in one community.
Yeah.
And there's very little to no drama. And that's
so
awesome.
True. So true. So obviously you've been pretty invested in this community. You know, I hear you talking about it on your stream all the time and things like that. What does the One of Us community mean to you? That was one of the Discord questions. Whoever asked it, I'm sorry, but what does the One of Us community mean to you?
Well, as you know, me and Lucid's yeah, big into it as well. It's like a second family to us. I mean, we've built so many friendships and try to support as many people as we can. It's essentially, I have no other way to describe it, except it's our second family.
Yeah, I think a lot of us feel that way. So I guess like the next question is like, what does it feel like to be the newest member of the stream team?
What?
Yeah, so the team talked. We had our vote, and we would like to offer you a spot on the team.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. We wanted to surprise you on the podcast.
Dude, that would be amazing. That would be... Holy crap.
I was trying to find like the most like perfect time to just insert that randomly into a normal conversation. But yeah, no, 100%. Like I said before, like you've kind of embodied what the community is. You've always been supportive of the community. You point people towards our, you know, the Discord, and you share the community with everybody that you reach. And I think it's a no-brainer, absolutely perfect fit for the team.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, get some. So, yeah, welcome to the team officially. We still have to finish this podcast, so we'll have to save the tears and beers for later. But no,
I'm truly honored. I really am.
Yeah. We appreciate it. And like you said, like you and Lucid are such a cornerstone part of this community. It wouldn't make sense to move forward without you guys.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I've always wanted, like, so here's one of the things, like, and this is some behind the scenes for everybody on the podcast. So like, we have these long drawn out discussions about every person that gets added to this team. We have lists of people that are interested in joining the team. And we do. We go back and forth for days to make these kinds of decisions. we've always talked about doing it when someone's live, right? It's just everybody popping into their chat, bombarding them. But then it's like you throw them off their game. You worry that you would mess up their stream. But I've always wanted to get that live reaction from somebody because we've always had to do it through DMs. And it was really nice to be able, because I figured this way at least, if shit hit the fan and you freaked out, I could always delete it off the podcast. But yeah, so welcome to the team.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So continuing on with the podcast, you got partnered a few weeks ago, obviously after a lot of work. How did that feel getting that email that you were now a partnered Mixer streamer?
So I was actually sitting at work and got the email. And I was so excited that I was trying to text Lucid and let her know what had happened. And the only things I could get out of my hands were like, OMG. So she knew that I applied, and she helped me out a lot writing the letter. So she ran down to my computer, saw the letter, and immediately called me. I was like, I couldn't even get words out of my mouth. I mean, it was a special moment. It was a special moment.
Yeah. It's something that I think a lot of us dream of. You know, those of us that haven't made it there dream of, you know, that feeling. But the fact that you and your wife share kind of what you do in content creation, and you're then sharing in that success and that validation of finally getting that letter, has got to make it like even more special.
Oh, it does. It does. Because it's not only... you know, me, it's Lucid as well. And she's not just, you know, the supportive wife. I mean, she's very, very involved in the stream. A lot of the great things we do were her ideas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The whole
Tuesday trivia. I mean, obviously we know, huh?
The Tuesday trivia we do?
Yeah.
That was completely her idea. The Friday.
So what is Tuesday trivia? Because I think we you mentioned it before, and I didn't ask exactly what that is.
So we simply play a game, and depending on the week, we might have the game involve trivia or just random questions. And we simply ask random questions during stream, and that's the main focus.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you guys sit down ahead of time and come up with these questions then?
Lucid does. I don't really even know the questions. She spends all week coming up with random questions, writing them down, and she asks them during the Tuesday trivias.
Man, I'm going to have to get Lucid on the podcast now and try to figure out how she makes so much content for you.
She does a lot. She does so much.
I mean, it's good though, right? I mean, I have an extremely supportive wife. She takes care of the little man. If I'm streaming, you know, and he wakes up, you know, she jumps up and grabs him so that, you know, it doesn't pull me away from stream. Obviously, if he's sick or overly upset or screaming that he wants daddy, that she'll come get me. But, you know, and the fact that she obviously lets me spend a lot of money on PCs and various equipment. But it's cool that you guys are able to share in this passion of content creation, and be able to work together and both enjoy it. So that's very cool. Very cool. Awesome dynamic.
Thank you.
You want to get into some Discord questions?
Do you?
That's fine.
Yeah, let's do it.
A lot of them. All right, so standard questions. So, as I mentioned last week, I removed some standard questions and put some new ones that I liked in. So, you'll be the first one to go through the full new set of standard questions.
Wonderful.
What's the origin story of your name? Where did Devil's Wrath come from?
So, back in high school, I originally had Vain Blue Devil.
Okay.
Sounded cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, everybody thought I was a Duke Blue Devils fan. I'm like, no, I don't even watch it. so I had to change it. I'm like, what would be something that, you know, that's BA, you know what I mean? It's really, really cool. When people see my name, they're going to be like, oh, you know. So I came up with Devil's Wrath 45 was my gamer tag.
Okay.
When I first started streaming, my tag was Devil's Wrath 45. I eventually got rid of the 45.
Okay.
And just kept with Devil's Wrath for my mixer tag. My gamer tag is still Devil's Wrath 45.
That's a good story, then.
Yeah.
If a huge feast was to be held in your honor, what would be on the table?
Oh. So, this is actually something that we talk a lot about almost every single night. you know, everything evolves around food.
That's so, true.
You know, if somebody's eating something good, they're always happy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when people think about good stuff, you know, good food, you immediately get a smile on your face. I mean,
absolutely.
If I start talking to you about a turkey leg and smoked brisket, I guarantee you a smile's on your face right now, like, that would be delicious.
So true.
So if I had a feast, I would definitely be like, hands down, you know, basically a knight's feast. You know, like the big old leg of lamb, the smoked turkey legs, you know, big pot of stew. I just think of the Renaissance.
A giant Renaissance festival.
Exactly.
In your house.
Exactly.
I'm down with that. There's nothing better than like a giant turkey leg at like the Renaissance festival.
It's the best thing ever. I mean, you got to get some meat in there too.
Yeah.
Or some ale.
Oh, absolutely. My wife always knows that, like, no matter if I have, like, a crappy day at work and, like, she knows it, I come home and there's, like, she's like, yeah, I ordered pizza. It's on the way. And, like, that's just, like, it's a complete reset for me.
Immediately like, puts a smile on your face.
Exactly.
That's because food is.
That's such a true statement. It's incredible. What would the adult version of an ice cream truck sell, and what song would it play?
Oh, I heard this answer from Tingles last week, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what would sell? I would obviously I would say, you know, alcohol. It would sell alcohol.
Yeah, for sure.
And then what's that one song? It's like two shots of bourbon or one shot of scotch, bourbon and whiskey.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I'm horrible with names, by the way.
I'm gonna think about it too, and I'm gonna think about it like
one bourbon. One scotch and one beer. That's what it
is.
One bourbon, one scotch and one beer.
There it is. This is a great song, too. The whole song's about how the guy, he can't pay his rent, but he's fucking out drinking.
I mean, if you heard that playing on an ice cream truck running around, I mean, wouldn't you jump outside like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
I'd be like, yeah, give me that. That sounds good.
I'll take him on down.
Who was your role model growing up?
So this is going to be a corny answer, but my father, believe it or not.
That's not a corny answer. Listen, I'm not singling you out. A lot of people have said that. They're like, well, I think it would just be my dad. Like, that is a legit role model. Like, that's a good role model. You know? I mean, that is the person that you learn how to be a father and a man from, you know?
Exactly. I mean, he is a very strong individual and had a huge impact on my life. Obviously, he's my father, but, you know, he's always supported me in everything I've done, as well as he has achieved everything he set out for. So that kind of instilled in me, you know, just try my best and, you know, see what I can do.
My father worked his can off. Always doing whatever like he had to do to make sure that, you know, my sister and I like had everything we needed, everything we wanted, things like that. He would work, you know, obviously 5 days a week. And then on the weekends we would install in-ground sprinklers. So essentially like he was working 7 days a week to make sure like we had whatever we wanted. Right. And that instilled a lot of hard work in me. And that's probably why like right now, like I work like I do. In the summer, I work 7 days a week. still find time to stream, still find time to do like all of these other things that are hopefully going to instill those same values into my son. But at the same time, like, he was a hard worker. Like, he started out at GM as a machine operator. And by the time they closed the plant closest to us, like, he was the plant manager there. He had gone and gotten his degree. He worked his way up. Like, the real, like, the old blue-collar story. You know what I mean?
That's amazing. I mean, yeah. That's awesome.
And you know, and now he's not in a cushy job, but, like, he's gotten... He reached up to the top of like management, and now he's sliding into retirement at a job where he doesn't have to manage anybody. He just goes in and does his job, and he loves it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like climb, 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 then you go, oh shit, like I really don't want to do this anymore. But yeah, no, like I think good father figures are, you know, absolutely should be someone's role model. And the same goes for you know, a good mother figure. I mean, your parents are essentially who make you who you are for the most part.
100%
in a lot of cases, and I don't think it's a corny answer at all. Favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
Pop-Tart. Unfrosted. Strawberry. You know, my wife yelled at me when I told her about that.
I don't blame her.
You know what she would say?
Huh?
What is it? The cinnamon and
brown sugar. Okay.
She's like, that's the only Pop-Tart, because I don't eat Pop-Tarts that often. It's like very rare. I haven't had one in probably years. But
yeah, no, I haven't either.
It was always the unfrosted. And
really?
She still eats them and loves. That's all she buys is the brown sugar and cinnamon.
Because it's the best. It's absolutely the best. Now I see why she's over there making all the content.
Exactly. You know, exactly.
Just the pretty face. Yeah. So Crazy Cat Lady asks, how did you and Lucid meet?
So we met online.
Yeah.
as bad as that sounds, we actually met online.
Now you're a streamer online, so that kind of makes sense.
Well, when we met, It was kind of taboo. I mean, it was 2007.
Wow.
And it was still kind of, you know, we didn't tell people that at first.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, we met at a bar.
Yeah, right? Which is somehow so much less taboo, and yet, like, I don't know. It feels like you know, it's less meaningful when you just run into somebody while you're out drinking, you
exactly.
know, as opposed to having a real conversation with them, you know, over the internet.
Well, we actually talked for a few months before we even met each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a couple months we talked before we even met each other.
Nah, that's cool.
So I got to know her as a person, you know, before ever meeting her in person. Which is, I think that's
great. It's how you build the foundation of like a relationship, though. You know, I mean, how long you guys been married?
We've been married. Let me get this right. Was it 2019? So we're coming up on 6 years.
Remember, I can edit that out. So if you double check and it's wrong, I'll just cut that whole question right out.
100%.
Okay.
We got that edit button. That's awesome.
Crazy Cat Lady also asks, what's your favorite film?
Top Gun.
Yes.
That is hands down Top Gun.
Yeah. You redeemed yourself for that unfrosted Pop-Tart comment.
Yes.
God, Top Gun is such a great movie.
It is. It is. And everybody says, that movie sucks or whatever. They need to go watch it again. That movie still holds up to this day.
I just, like, it just makes me want to fly fighter jets.
Exactly. Like, how can you not listen to Danger Zone and not get pumped up? Like,
right? I don't
do you
even
remember?
Know why that isn't
see if
a
you
button
know
on my stream. Go ahead.
Do you remember? I had it on VHS, and they had a Pepsi commercial right before the movie started. And he actually, like, he can't open a can of Pepsi while he's flying a jet because obviously you need to you know, drink a Pepsi while you're flying a jet at I don't know how fast.
Obviously.
So he can't get it out of the cup holder. So he inverts the aircraft and pours it into a cup. I'll never forget that. It was the craziest thing ever.
How did you drink the Pepsi in your aircraft? Exactly. I was inverted.
It's classified.
Mr. Handsome asks, have you ever eaten a duck?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you?
I've eaten duck a few times.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I like it?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Have you eaten wild duck or farm-raised duck?
I'm not sure. It was at a restaurant. Okay. It was at a French restaurant.
Okay.
So down in Virginia.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I mean, most likely if it was in a restaurant, it was farm-raised. I only ask because I'm an avid duck hunter in the fall. Like, that's the whole reason my schedule changes in the fall is because I get up at 3:30 every day that I have off, and I go sit in the water when it's usually 12 degrees outside.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's something that I've I mean, it's more than obviously just, you know, hunting ducks, but it's getting to see the world wake up and see some sunrises like you've never seen before. Like, it's incredible to just kind of have that zen like nature. But yeah, we
all peace and quiet.
Oh god, it's so nice.
The only sounds are what the animals or insects and all are doing.
Yeah, well, and it's like, you know, right before, like, so obviously we can't shoot until daylight, and like the time like before shooting light is just it's silent, right? All you can hear is, like, if we're on the lake, you can hear, like, the waves coming in, and you just hear ducks and geese quacking and honking and this and that, and you just kind of almost sit back and just listen to, like, the symphony of nature, and it's so relaxing. It's absolutely the one of the greatest feelings.
That's amazing.
Handsome also asks, if you can make a movie based on any game, book, or another form of media, what movie would you make?
Believe it or not, I would like to see something like Ready Player One.
Really?
Like, when I read the book Ready Player One, I mean, that just, like, it's a world inside of a world inside of a world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have all these different worlds with all these different games and things to do. I mean, that would be, I mean, it could be bad, too.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. Next question. It wasn't bad.
No. If you didn't read the book first,
I did.
You would have thought it was a good movie. But yeah, having read the book first, you're like, wow, this is not like the book.
They missed a lot, and I understand that you can only fit so much in a certain amount of time, but they completely changed a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, like the plot line was vastly different, like through the middle.
Exactly.
But I watched it with my wife, and she enjoyed it, which lets me know that it's like, it's still a good movie. It's just not a good, it might not just be a good Ready Player One movie.
I completely agree. I mean, that book was phenomenal.
Did you read it, or did you listen to the?
No, I read it. Yeah, I read
it. Did you?
Yeah, I actually read it a couple times.
So I listened to it, and Will Wheaton does the reading on Audible. And he does an absolutely fantastic job. And, like, anybody that's remotely interested in Ready Player One, that may be feeling daunted by trying to read the whole book, definitely hop on Audible or find the audio version of that book, because he does a really good job of it. And it's definitely a story that's worth reading. Have you read Armada?
Yes, I have.
Oh, God,
I was just about to say that to you. You know, the same artist or the same writer made another book called Armada. Yeah.
So Ready Player One made me pay for Audible, because I got like a free month trial of Audible specifically so I could listen to Ready Player One. And after I did, like, I was so into that book that I'm like, I got to see what else Ernest Cline has written. And there was Armada, and I'm like, okay, well, I got to pay for another month so that I can get Armada and listen to that. And then, like, it was pretty much like, I think 6 or 7 months straight that I was just, that was what I listened to on the way to work, was just audiobooks. I would download one every month, and, like, that was what I would listen to.
Can you imagine and I don't want to give the plot away or anything like that.
Yeah.
But can you imagine if that was actually true?
Oh, God. It would be nuts, man.
That would be crazy.
Handsome also asks, scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your hug-giving level?
So I'm not a good hugger. I'm just not. I think a lot of us are a little socially awkward. Well, at least I am.
Fair.
I'm not a big hugger.
No? You just don't like hugs?
I don't. Especially, you know, if it's my wife or somebody like that, but like a complete stranger or, you know,
yeah,
even close friends, I don't get down with that.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll do like the hand slap, like shoulder bump, like half hug.
Exactly.
But that's about it. That's why, like, I see like all these people that go to these conventions and they're like, hug this, hug that. And I'm like, dude, if you see me, I'm gonna tell everybody right now, if you see me at a convention, don't fucking hug me.
Yeah, me neither. Don't. Just don't.
That being said, a hug from my son, there's like nothing greater in this world.
Of course. I mean, that's my, I have to say this, my daughter, she gives the best hugs. I mean, when she gives you a hug, you know it's a hug.
So when every day when I get home from work, at least now that it's warmer out, when my wife knows that I'm coming home from work, she opens the front door and we've got like a storm door there with a screen there. And he stands by the door and waits for me to come home. And when he pulls he sees my truck pulling in, he's like, daddy's truck, daddy's truck, daddy's truck. And then the whole time, like as soon as I step out of my truck, I just hear daddy, 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 daddy. And I come in and he just comes running across like these like full on sprint, like diving hugs. And it's, dude,
nothing.
It doesn't matter how bad of a day of work you have. Like that is what's up.
That's amazing.
So on the same note, how would you rate your handshake giving level?
Now I give a good firm handshake. You know, I work for a living, you know, in trades. So,
yeah,
you know, that's one thing I'll give myself is I get a good strong handshake.
What do you do, if you don't mind?
So I'm a HVAC journeyman. So that's heating and air conditioning.
Yeah. Yep.
I do all commercial work. So I work on your big commercial buildings. Got to keep them cool. Server rooms, stuff like that.
Now, is that what you've always done?
For the past, 13 years? So I had to go to school for it for 5 years and do an apprenticeship and, yeah.
Wow. So did you start that right out of high school then?
No, I was 21.
You were 21?
Yep, I was 21.
Very cool. Emperor Pebblestream asks, favorite sci-fi and why?
So, I'm sure a lot of you are going to answer the same thing, but Star Wars. Absolutely love Star Wars.
All of them or just the original trilogy?
Original trilogy and the newer ones. Not that blasphemous.
You don't like the pre-sequels?
Pre-sequels.
Or the prequels?
Now, you know what? I will give it this. It's not terribly bad because one of my favorite characters is actually from them. Is Darth Maul, because Darth Maul was just a true, just, he was badass. He was.
Moody asks, pizza or tacos?
Tacos. 100%.
Really?
All day long, tacos. I'm not a big pizza person.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and in this diet that I've been on for the past couple months, I really can't eat carbs. So
I'll do it.
Yeah, it's.
We were on a diet like that, and my wife started making pizza stuffed peppers, and that helped with my craving. Because that was, like, the only thing that I craved was, like, pizza.
That's amazing. We actually made poblano stuffed peppers today.
Oh, that sounds good.
So instead of the green bell peppers, use poblano peppers.
I'm going to try
it out. You know, it's actually really, really good.
I was still trying to figure out what to make my wife for Mother's Day tomorrow, so maybe we'll try the poblano stuffed peppers.
You know what would be really good is something like a cheesesteak inside of one of them because you get a little bit of spiciness from the poblano.
Yeah, a kick. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Get some good ribeye in there.
Writing that down. Moody also asks, what's your favorite thing to do in life?
So, of course, gaming. That's, I mean, besides my family and that stuff, as far as recreational things to do, is gaming. I love it. It's my world away from my world.
Yeah. I think that's kind of what draws a lot of us to gaming, is it's just like a way to escape and do something different for a little bit, you know?
I think that's Epic why Jag I'm kind of drawn.
What's that?
I said, I think that's why I'm kind of drawn to like more, I like a variety game, but I really like RPGs.
Yeah.
You know, games with real good storylines.
And you just kind of immerse yourself in it completely.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Fair. Epic Jag asks, where did Hell Yeah Get Some come from?
So, remember I was saying, you know, I was kind of bumbling around at the very beginning. Well, when you first start out, you have to, you can change some things on your Mixer page. And I was like, well, when someone follows me, what do I want it to say? So what would I want it to say? Like, if I followed somebody, I'm like, hell yeah. And then I don't know how the Get Some came about. So it actually appeared on chat. So when I first started out, it was actually on screen. You had the little box, the chat window.
Yeah.
So I was reading. I would read everything out loud, what everybody said.
Yeah, even Hypebot.
Even Hypebot. it was a few days or a little after, and I got my first follower, and I read it. It said such and such followed. Hell yeah, Get Some. And I read it. And they thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And I was like, oh, that was completely by mistake. What did I just do? So this another person did it. I don't know if it was the same night or the night after. And I read it again. I think it was the night after. And they thought it was amazing too. So I kind of kept
it. It just became a thing. Yeah.
It just became a thing. Like, it's awesome.
I like that. Hadrill asks, what inspired Tuesday Trivia?
Lucen. She said for me for about a month, she's like, you need to do trivia. As much as you like trivia, do some trivia on stream.
Are you a big fan of trivia?
I do like trivia a lot. We watch all the trivia shows, you know, stuff like that. I'm not very good at it. I just like it.
You just like it. So you guess every answer from Jeopardy and they're all wrong.
100%. You know, I might get 1 out of 100. But it's still fun. Oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah, that was my next guess. Wolfie Boy asks, what are your top 3 stream moments? We can just make it your top. What's the greatest stream moment?
You know what? It actually happened pretty recently. So I had somebody come in my channel that wasn't doing too good mentally.
Yeah.
He wasn't at the point that you know, authorities needed to be notified, but he needed to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
So I immediately told him, I said, go ahead, join one of us. Inside of one of us is a section called PBS. Go in there and I will have somebody in there immediately for you. Yeah. So I quickly messaged, or I told Tingles was actually my channel. I said, hey, dude, can you help me out with this? He's like, yeah, no problem. So he completely did an awesome job and took care of it, talked to him. He needed somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
So Tingles comes back and says, everything's good. No worries. I'm like, awesome. So about a week later, he comes back to me. He whispers to me. And this was all sent through whispers. It wasn't anything in the channel or anything.
Yeah.
He comes back to me. He's like, dude, you guys saved my life. I'm like, that's amazing. You know, I mean, that we were able to help him. Well, Tingles was able to help him. And I thought that was fantastic. That was one of my, I'll never forget that moment.
Those are the types of moments that, like, forget all like the followers and like the hosts and the subs and all that. Like, we're in the business of affecting people on an emotional level. You 100%. Know, our goal as streamers is to entertain, and to affect people's moods through our own humor, gameplay, or conversation. And I think that those messages, like those types of situations where you get validation that you've truly affected somebody and possibly changed their life, those are the most rewarding and the most amazing parts of what we do.
I completely agree. I mean that's why a lot of a focus on, you know, what I try to do is positivity, you know, is a safe place to go. It's fun, it's happy. Yeah. You know, it's positivity all around.
Yeah. And that's why, like, as much as I love Destiny, when I play competitive Destiny, I am not always positive. and I've, like, this season I've been trying to grind the competitive ranks for a specific gun in that game. And I won't stream them because, like, I lose that portion of my content when I play comp. You know, and that's, I think that's just because it is such a competitive game mode and I don't want to lose. But I agree with you. Like, I think, like, just having a friendly, welcoming, positive environment in your chat can instantly help to bring up the spirits of anybody that comes across your channel. And, like, that's ultimately, like, our goal, I think, a lot of us, you know.
I completely agree. That's my goal.
Robert M. Catalano asked, "You recently had a run-in with some awful trolls during one of your Minecraft streams. Can you tell us that story, and what would be your advice to others dealing with trolls?"
Yeah, so...
What happened?
So what happened is we had somebody come in who actually has been around for a little while.
Oh, now, really?
Yes. And he invited somebody he just met, something like that. We're still trying to figure everything out. And this person came in and literally TNT'd, I mean, our entire tournament area. So what that meant is everybody who had been working on it in survival mode, not creative, and destroyed castles and all kind of buildings, all their hard work was gone. So that's the part that really bothered me about that. It wasn't about me. It was about everybody who spent all that time building, creating, you know, putting their artwork out there. A lot of it was destroyed. So we ended up finding out who it was. They didn't get banned, believe it or not. We didn't immediately ban him or anything. He's still not banned because then this is the reason why. Is if we ban him, nothing changes. He just does it again and again and again.
Yeah.
But we had a conversation with him, and he's not allowed to join any of the games, obviously, but he can still come in the channel, talk, and stuff like that. And he's been in for the past 2 nights. And we've talked about it and told him, you know, hey, we could ban you for this, but we're not going to. We want you to see the damage you caused, but let's change it. Let's help you out. Why did this happen? Why did you do it? So you don't do it again. But the really thing that was cool is, so this completely destroyed our tournament area. We're supposed to have a tournament tomorrow. Yeah. So I created a realm on, I think it was Tuesday night, Wednesday. I think it was Wednesday. And gave a few people access to it. We also streamed and gave some more people access. Everything is back the way it was before. Now we're in creative, even better than before. Everybody has been working, I mean, really, really hard.
Wow, that's amazing.
And got it back to where we're going to have a tournament tomorrow.
That is amazing.
It's wonderful. I mean, everybody has been coming in nonstop and just putting in, you know, everything they got into creating it back.
That's a testament to the community that you've built, though, too, is that everybody was able to rally and kind of come together and
well, they're the ones that actually notified me that it was going on. I was in a completely different area, and, like, I just see the in-game chat just, like, flying, like, stop, 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 you know, no griefing, no trolling, stop, stop, stop. And I'm like, so I fly over there real quick. I see what he's doing. I immediately shut down the server.
Yeah.
Well, the game. And, but they're the only reason I knew about it, because everybody's looking out for that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And it could have been way worse.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a bummer, right? Because it ruined an event that I know that your community was extremely excited about. Because I remember, I think I was in there a couple of nights prior. I was in your stream a couple of nights prior to that happening. And I saw, like, everybody there building, and, like, you guys were showing off all your hard work, and it looked incredible.
Oh, it was beautiful. It's beautiful now. Incredible. But yeah. It was, I mean, everybody's put, I mean, some amazing concepts, amazing ideas. That's one thing I love about Minecraft. That's the draw for Minecraft to me, is I'm not very artistic. I'm a mathematical type person.
Yeah, same.
But in Minecraft, I can create stuff that is kind of like my art, but it's, you know, mechanical in nature.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
electrical
yeah.
in nature. It's
you're inventing.
Yeah, 100% right.
That's awesome. R2D's Nuts asks, how many hats do you own?
So I got the one that's sand color, if you want to call it that. I actually have four different copies of that same hat. And I got it in black, and I got it in dark gray. And then I got my cowboy hat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I have a lot of hats, but they're all just different camo hats. Like, all of my hats are camo. And then I have a Buffalo Bills hat, and I have a white hat that I wear to golf.
Nice.
And that's, like, the extent of, but everything else is just camo.
Well, that hat actually started from when I first started, because I had that same hat that I wear to work. And I would just wear that same hat on stream. And that's how that came about.
Very cool. R2 also asks, what's the best and worst purchase you've ever made?
I think the worst purchase I've ever made was my second car. It wasn't a great decision. But the worst game purchase was I bought a PS4 for No Man's Sky when it came out.
Oof.
Now I will say No Man's Sky redeemed themselves when it came out for Xbox.
Yeah.
But I literally bought a PS4 for No Man's Sky.
That was rough.
And was so disappointed.
That was rough.
The best is my house. That was the best purchase I made.
You're Meant to Be asks, if you could be one character from any game, comic book, or superhero movie, who would it be?
Probably Master Chief.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he dude's just awesome. And how many times has he died and still comes back? I mean, dude's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's solid logic. I don't think you're the first person to answer that either. A lot of people want to be Master Chief. If you had a heads-up display that showed three stats about any person you looked at, what three stats would you want it to show?
Three stats. I guess that's a hard question. I guess maybe, like, their decision-making skill. I guess it would all be skills.
Okay, that's fair.
Their decision-making skill level.
Uh-huh.
What else would it be? Their lying skill level. Like how well you can deceive somebody.
Yeah.
That's a better way of putting it. And because you got to think of skills that can actually help you. But I don't know about the third one. The third one would be hard. Maybe like their vitality. You know okay. what I mean? How healthy yeah. they are.
Yeah. It's probably a good three stats. I mean, you tell if somebody's trustworthy, if they make good decisions, and if they're healthy. I mean, what else do you need, you know?
That way you know if you can beat them in a fight or if you can, you know, outsmart them and tell if they're lying.
Right.
I don't know.
What would be your first question after waking up from being cryogenically frozen for 100 years?
So if I was frozen for 100 years, quite honestly, I'd probably check to make sure everything worked. I mean...
I like where this is going.
Honest answer, I mean...
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's a real answer. That's a real answer. Does this work? If you could make a 20-second phone call to yourself at any point in your life, present or future, past or future, when would you call and what would you say?
I'd probably go back to when I was in eighth grade. And, really? Just tell myself things get better.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, there were some struggles. There was a lot of struggles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a real answer because, you know, when we were young like that, like, it seemed like everything was so extreme, you know, and everything that went on in school was like the end of the world or whatever. Mm-hmm. But in reality, like, none of that ever mattered.
Well, back then I had a lot of issues with being bullied.
Yeah, same.
So that was a major, major part
mm-hmm.
of
but that's what I mean. That's what
early
I mean,
high like, school as well.
Yeah, but like to you, like that was your whole world. You know, mm-hmm. and it would be nice to be able to go back and be like, listen, none of this matters in 4 years. You know, you're gonna go on and do great things.
Yep, I completely agree.
It's a good answer. What would your spirit animal be?
Spirit animal. I don't know. It's got to be something majestic, like something that when you see it's you know, I don't know, maybe like a shark. Yeah. You know. Or like a killer whale. Killer whale. That's my answer. Killer whale.
That's a good answer.
Because he's not anything to be messed with, but at the same time, you know, he's a majestic creature.
You can do tricks.
Exactly.
You know, you could do flips and shit.
And who doesn't want to do flips and shit?
When the kid points his arm up in the air, you can jump out of your tank and into the ocean.
Yeah, right over top of him. I mean, that's like a 10-foot jump in the air, maybe 15 feet in the air.
Yeah, over a gap, easy, first try. The sad part is half of our audience is not going to understand that reference.
Oh, I completely no, they won't. They won't. Don't tap on the tank. Come on now.
All right, last question. This goes back to one that Mr. Handsome asked. You've been given the ability to give a super wedgie to any one person in history, past, present, or future. Who do you use it on? Well, I guess not future because you wouldn't know. So past or present, who would you give the super wedgie to?
So I would want it to be somebody who would laugh. You know, wouldn't be pissed off about it.
Yeah.
So probably Jerry Lewis. I think he'd get a big kick out of it.
Yeah, he probably would.
You know, it wouldn't be hateful or anything like that. You know, yeah. Funny little laugh. And
you took that question a completely different direction than I thought it would go.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I figured you'd just pick like Hitler or something and just give him like a super wedgie.
Yeah, I mean, we should just do other things. I mean,
well,
if you give me like a rocket launcher or something like that, I mean, then the question completely changes.
Right? Maybe that'll be next week's question.
If you could take a law to anybody or a rocket launcher, who would it be
yeah.
in the past?
Well, that's an easy answer. Oh, I dig it. I dig it.
Julius All right, Caesar.
Sir. Yeah, right? Well, Devil, thank you for making some time this weekend to sit down and chat. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me on. I mean, I'm truly honored to be here.
It's funny because I'm gonna another peek behind the curtain. But when I asked you to be on the podcast, you tried to turn me down with the justification that there were other people that were more important to be on the podcast than you.
I did,
and that just shows how humble you are. And I can appreciate that. But I'm also glad that you decided to join us because I think this was a good chat. It was a lot of fun.
It was a blast. Complete.
Why don't you tell everybody that might be crazy where they can find you on the internet?
So it's going to be mixer.com/devilswrath. And yep. We stream every day of the week.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. I dig it. Guys, if you don't already, go follow Devils. He's a great variety broadcaster. He is the newest member of the One of Us stream team and a Mixer partner. So go check him out. Drop him a follow. Show him some love. Until next time, I'm Rock City Roller, and this has been the One of Us Community Podcast. Bye. And that'll be it for the 21st episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. Huge thanks to Devil for taking the time out of his busy schedule to chat with us. Please make sure you subscribe to this podcast wherever you see podcast content. We're now on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts, as well as many other podcast platforms. If you can, please rate and review this podcast, as it'll move us up in the search results and help others find the community. Additionally, you can now support the podcast with a monetary pledge at anchor.fm/OOUcompod/support. To help support production and commissioning costs. Don't forget to join the Discord at discord.gg/oneofus to chat with all of our guests and submit questions for future episodes. Additionally, we feature LFG streaming and tech support, monthly game giveaways, and great conversation with over 2,000 members. You can find me on Mixer, Facebook, and Instagram at Rock City Roller, YouTube at Rock City Roller TV, and Twitter at Rock City Roller 1. For more awesome content from the One of Us stream team, be sure to check out the team page on Mixer, www.mixer.com/team/oneofus. I'll be sure to include all those links in the show notes as well. Next week's guest is another new stream team member, the one and only It's Bree. Until then, I'm Roxy Roller, and this has been the One of Us Community Podcast.